It's an amazing world. It's a big new world.
CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. I am not in what's called World of Trump because I'm smart, right? But I am kind of walking around social places, not Twitter, but other social places, and I observe other people and what they're doing, and I'll try to help where I can. You know, I'm a helpful sort. I'm online to try to help people. That's it. I noticed the trending on CoinMarketCap, and one of the tokens trending was this World of Trump, WOT. And I looked at it, and it was an unreasonable climb graph, and reminded me a lot of Car Salesman 2.0's project, LockPay. It reminded me of the same thing, you know, an unreasonably climbing graph, and I looked at everything else, and I'm like, all right, well, there's going to be FOMO off this business. I look at the comments, and the comments are hysterical because people are trying to sell, and they can't sell. And I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to provide another educational, just a brief educational point, using this as the scapegoat project to help people. If you don't know what's happening, World of Trump, and by the way, people in the project, if you want that smoke, you can bring it, because this is what I'm reading. I'm not in it, and I don't plan to be. What's happening with World of Trump is referred to as a honeypot. A honeypot comes from the term that you set up a pot of honey in order to trap a bear, right? Or bees or whatever it is that might be wanting this honey. But it's a trap. It's something to get stuck. So what used to happen, and I have a thing out here on the side of my house, a little deal, and you put some sweet stuff in there, and flies and mosquitoes and everything get trapped in there as well. So some want it because they want to eat it, and they're smart enough to deal with it. Some want it because it's part of what they produce. Some want it because they're attracted to it, but they don't know why, and that's the trap, that third one. So when we describe a honeypot, we're describing a situation where you can get in, but you can't get out. So when projects, token projects, are honeypots, they are built at the contract level in such a way to negate your ability to sell. A good example is Cytochain on Ethereum. They created it as a honeypot because right now, as it stands, you can't sell it. So with World of Trump then, there's a lot of people screaming about why they can't sell. And then apparently somebody's spreading rumors about specific wallets. I just want to level set here. There's no such thing as specific wallets can sell. That's not how it works. That's not how Wallet Connect works. That's not how any of the protocols work. The bottom line is you can either sell or you cannot. What some of them don't seem to know is that you should be researching your projects before you just FOMO into the damn thing. And if you had gone to TokenSniffer, found at tokensniffer.com, you put that contract address in there, it gives you a nice, beautiful banner right at the top that says contains signature of a known serial scammer and a score of 0 out of 100. Known serial scammer. By the way, Cytochain got the same banner and the same message. The point is, you have to do research to understand whether something's going to be a scam if you get in it. Now, I'm not giving you a call to action other than to make sure that you check your project and do basic due diligence before you FOMO into it. But I understand that you're gamblers. You want to roll the dice. But if it's all rigged, if the casino is rigged and you can know in advance that the casino is rigged, why would you even roll the dice in the first place, knowing you're going to lose your freaking money? I'm not nagging or teasing or anything for anyone who got the money stuck and got took for your cash. I'm looking out for you for the next gamble that you go in to make sure that you're doing your due diligence before you do so. Because I don't like to see people get this stuff took. It's not the right answer. It's not what we should support. And I'll do everything I can to warn. That's assuming that people hear the Leister at CryptoTalk.fm. You can do your part. If you are in it and you're stuck, you just heard why. You're stuck because it's a honeypot. Might it change? You know, it's not renounced as far as I can tell. So theoretically, they could break the honeypot. They could let it to where people can get out. It's possible that they're doing this to temporarily drum up additional stuff. And then at some point, they'll open it up to allow sells. It's also possible that they didn't block sells specifically. What they did is they whitelisted, which is a whole different concept, only certain addresses. Certain addresses means, you know, you get your buddies or whatever, and you say that you guys can sell, but nobody else can, or that you blacklist anybody that doesn't fit a certain criteria. All of these are in the auspice of the creator and the owner of the contract. I'm simply advocating, the only message I'm sharing is to make sure you're doing your research and due diligence and check these contracts before you just FOMO into the damn thing and get stuck somewhere and you can't get out.